folks, this is NBC, Radio Broadcasting Company. We now bring you a special broadcast to tell you that the Earth is falling to pieces. This is Dennis Kerber at the microphone at NBC giving you a first-hand report of the Earth falling to pieces. Carmel has now fallen toward New York. It has caused much uproar. Many things have been happening lately, and many people are somewhat concerned about this. Among one of the most concerned is my faithful comrade, Thomas J. Brosnahan.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm fully aware how upset and probably worried you are over this incident. But as you know, I've lived in Carmel for quite a few years, and take it from me, this might be a phony. The way I look at it, there's a little rumor that got loose. Now, I'm not trying to sway you. Well, you understand. I'm just here to back up Gerber, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to disagree with him. I've studied a little bit about the stars, the moon, and what have you, especially at night in the cars. But getting away from that, I think Gerber will sum it up for you. Take it from me, though. Don't worry, folks. Don't worry at all. Goodbye.
Thank you, Thomas Brosnan. If you'll pardon me one moment, I'm getting a flash. Oh, yes, folks, the world is not falling to pieces. It is not. It's merely one of the California earthquakes. Yes, folks, we're all safe. Do not worry. So the people are a little bit mixed up. That's all right. We landed in a pretty good position here. We're sitting right here in a girl's dressing room at San Francisco now. We're in San Francisco, sitting in a girl's dressing room, and they're a little bit concerned, a little bit shook up about it all. But now that we're here, everything seems to be a lot leveled out. Everything should be straightened out now that we're here. And they seem to be settling down quite a bit. They're getting their clothes on now. Yes? No, maybe they're not. Seems that they're taking them off. Uh-huh. Yes, I see. We have one lady here that would like to say a few words before she feels like she feels that this is the end. She feels like she'd like to say a few words to the radio audience of America. If you'll bear with us a moment, I'll get her over here and she can tell you what she thinks as regards to this crisis that was but no longer is. Just a moment, please.
Oh, I'm so concerned about this Earth. You know, it's really been so good to me. But after all, it has to come sometime, and it might as well be now. I think if everyone would look at that this Earth is only a material thing, that it cannot last forever and ever, and that it will wear out as everything does. After all, folks, it's going to come someday, so why not have the end of the world? Why not you have the honor of having the end of the world come while you're alive?
Thank you very much, Gertrude. It's just swell of you to give us your hypotheses on this. Obviously, we're wasting time just trying to do a little covering up here for some of the other things, incriminating evidence that was cast forth upon this tape some minutes ago. And so in order to speed things along here, I'll give you a little of the sound effects of this cracking of the Earth. The earthquake is still going on, folks. We haven't seemed to be able to bring it under control as yet. A few tidal waves have come in. I'm under about 5,000 feet of water right now. It seems to be letting up a little bit now, though. Just a second, we'll switch you to the outside where you can hear some of the noise that is being caused by this earthquake. Folks, we're back in the studios now, and everything's a lot quieter in here, as you can see. I'll give you a sample of the silence for your own benefit. Very nice, isn't it, folks? Actually, folks, I'd like to do a little song now entitled A Blossom Fell by Nat King Cole. A blossom fell softly onto lips I knew so well. A gypsy head and I know why. A falling blossom only.
Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, born on a mountaintop in Tennessee. Venus stayed in the land of the sea, born in the wood where he knew so well. Well, that'll be all, folks. I think we're gonna rush on uptown now.
Who won in love? Who are they? Me. Ba-do-le-do. Always in love with Amy. Ba-do-le-do. Ever and ever fascinated by. Maybe then her answer will be. Ba-do-le-do. Amy'd rather be in love with me. With me, not you, but me. Who won in love? Who with Amy? Always in love with Amy.
Well, folks, I realize that you'd like to get back to.
In love with Amy.
Well, folks. I realize that you'd like to get back to your ironing and chores, and so I'm going to cut it off in a little while here because we have a few things we want to say.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen, hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I know. May your dreams be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be bright.
Thank you very much, Tom. That was just being Tom, a Bing Cherry. That was just swell. And I know everyone out there just liked it. And to show how much you liked it, folks, I would appreciate it very much if you'd send us in a little card saying what you'd like to hear and when you'd like to hear it. That way, and that way we can make the proper dedications to the proper people. Now, folks, I want to play a little piece for you by someone you all know pretty well, or at least you've all heard a lot of and heard him sing a lot of songs, and as soon as old Charlie over there on that disc can get it put on there, well, we're going to listen to it. Yeah, and the name of that song, of course, is going to be High Noon, and that was, of course, by Frankie Lane. Take it away, Frankie.
Do not forsake me, oh, my darling, on this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh, my darling, away, away long. I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, for I must face the man who hates me. Oh, like a coward, a craven coward. Oh, like a coward in my grave. Oh, to be torn twixt love and duty, supposing I lose my fair-haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along here in High Noon. You made a vow while instead prison, vowed it would be my life or his, and I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what if she leaves me? Do not forsake me, oh, my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Don't think of leaving, oh, my darling. Don't think of leaving now that I'm grieving. Don't think of leaving me alone. Away long, away long, away long.
Thanks a lot, Frankie. That was just swell. Well, folks, I'm going to give the mic to a good friend of mine. His name, of course, you'll know the minute you hear his voice, is Alan Knight.
Hi, folks. Geez, wonderful to talk to you. Of course, you know, I guess you all know me. Al. Al, they call me for short. Or Buzz. I'm going to MPC this year. Just a minute, I'm going to turn you over to a good friend of mine. Tom. Hello, folks. This is Tom Brosnan. Thank God, it's good to see you again, and it's good to talk to you. I'm going to sing a little song for you here in just a minute. Let me see. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. The folks out west will see you no more when I get my Swanee home. Da-da-da-da. How do you work that? California, here I come. Right back where I started from. The morning, this morning, that blew in the spring. Good. Santa baby, a 54 convertible, light blue. I'll wait for you, Santa honey. Now hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey. Da, da, da. I'm going to sing a little air for a song, folks. Just a minute. Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Down we dive, splouting our flame from under. Atom boys, give 'em the gun. We'll live in flame or come down in flame. Nothing can stop the Army Air Corps. I'm going to turn you over to Dana Gerber here for a little Navy song. Quick, Dan!
Anchors away, my boy, anchors away. Anchors away, my boy, anchors away. Anchors away, my boy, anchors away.